The audiences for indie rock and techno music don't generally overlap, but a German techno producer using the name Panther du Prince has just released an album that's defying conventional wisdom. It's attracting indie rock fans more used to songs built around lyrics. Michelangelo Matos has this review.
The artier end of today's house music and techno can be fairly described as a constant beat with some other stuff sprinkled on top. On paper, that's true of Hendrik Weber's work, too. He's a DJ and producer from Hamburg, Germany, who's just released his third album, Black Noise, under the name Panther du Prince. The tracks Panther du Prince makes are heavy on bells, rustling noises, atmosphere, and melodies that gradually work their way in and then shift in small but discernible ways. The songs on Black Noise fit into the lineage of brooding late-night underground house and techno pioneered in the mid-90s by the Berlin label Chain Reaction, in which heavily treated keyboards floated over rhythm patterns that sounded like they were echoing off aluminum siding. By 2001, a style called Micro House combined pumping house tracks with rattling minimalism and glitches, the digital sonic accidents that lent the music a lost-in-the-data stream poignancy. Panther du Prince's music is a vivid culmination of those approaches to techno. The glimmering hi-hat, owlish bass, and sustained subdued feedback wail that dot the song A Nomad's Retreat are pleasurable in themselves. But the impact is deeper when that song shares space with the hesitantly unfurling bell tone melody of Welt am Draht. In techno music, DJ sets and single tracks are the rule, but Panther du Prince has made an album that works as an album. Black Noise sounds complete. With each track, you get to explore a different facet of one particular sensibility. Full albums are standard in indie rock, and a star turn by Noah Lennox of the much-loved rock band Animal Collective on the song Stick to My Side has lent Panther some name recognition in that scene. In a time when rock music is taking in more styles than ever, from the Africanisms of Vampire Weekend to the distorted R&B of the Dirty Projectors, Black Noise seems to be just the thing to push Panther du Prince over to a new audience.
The album by Panther du Prince is called Black Noise. Our reviewer is Michelangelo Matos, and you can hear songs from Black Noise at nprmusic.org.